You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Let's begin with the weekly wrap. Joining me are Neela Richardson, chief economist at Redfin, and Don Lee, economics reporter at the Los Angeles Times. Hey there.
Hi, Molly.
Hi, Molly.
So we're going to start with that wild week on Wall Street. We had yet another tariff scare, a big drop. Don, what's kind of going on with this market volatility related to these tariff fears?
Well, you know, as we know, last week, President Trump announced tariffs of $50 to $60 billion on Chinese goods. And of course, people are concerned that this will trigger a trade war with our biggest trading partner and the world's second largest economy. Mm-hmm. And so investors, of course, are nervous. And then on top of that, you have interest rates that are rising and could crimp the housing market a bit and make borrowing costs more expensive. And so I think those are the factors that are that have really enhanced volatility in this first quarter.
And Neela, what do you think about this kind of level of fear and the trade war concerns and this market volatility?
You know what? The market has been really passive, frankly, the last 3 years. They've been lulled to sleep by subsidized interest rates by the Federal Reserve. And so right now what we're seeing is an awakening. We're seeing interest rates again creep up, as was just said, but we're also seeing the market react to policy change. And it is a sea change in policy, going from a very pro-free trade stance of previous administrations to tariffs on steel and lumber and maybe a host of other goods. And the market is trying to figure out what that means down the road. So we're seeing a market that's now reactive instead of passive. And I think we can expect that for some time to come.
And then, of course, the other thing we saw this week that dragged down markets was Facebook and concerns over tech stocks. Setting aside the question of whether tech stocks are overrepresented at this point in terms of their power, let's talk about Facebook and everything data related that has been kind of tanking this week as these revelations continue to come out about data harvesting. Neela, do you feel like this is a turning point for consumer privacy?
I hope so. You know, we've been trading privacy for convenience for a long time now without really thinking through the repercussions of what it meant. And really, Facebook's model is pretty old. I mean, newspapers have been doing it for a long time, selling ads. The difference is the consumer is the product and the consumer data is monetized. And so while we don't know, you know, we can see Facebook's profits and their revenues, we don't know how many consumers are actually leaving Facebook as a result of the scandal. We know that the market value has changed dramatically, even just this week, but we don't know what the consumer reaction is going to be. And that probably won't be known for several weeks and months down the road. But it's time to start that discussion now about what data privacy means and how we can make it safe in the future.
And Don, I know you primarily cover international trade, and I just wonder what you think. This might be a curveball for you, but what do you think about this idea of data as an international product? You know, it's regulated very differently in Europe than it is here. Some have argued that some of those European regulations could be a blueprint for what's going on here. But when you look at the way data crosses borders, what comes to mind for you?
I think the fact that that data users and governments that want to protect their citizens are going to have to grapple with the fact that their data users are everywhere. And so it is international, and we do have data and these companies that operate internationally. So I do think that you're going to have to set up some sort of global standards that will be acceptable and that will be followed and that will cross borders. I think some of the trade agreements have actually attempted to do so, and we'll see how that goes.
And Neela, just about 30 seconds left. Do you think that there's too much reliance on tech stocks in the major indices? That was sort of bantered about this week as well.
Too much is hard. There's certainly a lot. About 25% of the S&P is tied to tech. So this is, again, a fundamental change where the S&P was driven by automobiles and industry like steel. Now it's like streaming and social media. So it is a shift. And they do have, tech stocks do have an outsized role now in our stock market valuation overall. And if they're under siege, then people might start feeling that in their 401k. Case. Yeah. So again, it's an industry that's not regulated. And so where goes tech now, so goes our investments overall.
Neela Richardson at Redfin and Don Lee from the Los Angeles Times. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Molly.